Yeah. We actually played against each other in junior college and then both transferred to Cal and played 2 years there.
So. What junior college?
He went to Fresno City, the only team that beat Butte College that year. He reminds me. It's funny, though, because we put up 600 yards of offense against him and still lost the game. So I remind him of that every time. He reminds me that they were the only team to beat us. But, yeah, we played 2 years at Cal together. He was a great player for us and a team leader. It's good to have him.
What do you see from the secondary so far? There's been some kind of turnover there. Do you be confident that those guys will get it in this right now?
As long as they follow the lead of number 21, because he's a big-time player. He kept us in the game last week, and him and Al are playing at a very high level, and so is Tremont. We're going to get behind them, figure it out, whoever's healthy this week. But yeah, I'm excited about those guys. Are you talking about the Rams secondary? Or?
No, I was talking about
Oh, you're talking about ours? Okay, good.
You brought up Charles Sunday night as kind of an example. He'll be 33 next month. You're kind of amazed at what he's able to accomplish at what some would consider an advancement?
No, I think amazed might be a little disrespectful to him. I'm extremely impressed. I'm not surprised because the way he takes care of his body. I mean, he's a guy who I know personally was in here in January and February, you know, working out when nobody else was here. So that's pretty impressive. The way he takes care of his body in the weight room, the way he practices, his film study I think is really underrated. And maybe not talked about enough. He watches so much film, understands the game. Him and Al are so instinctual and intelligent on the field. They can often tell routes by the way guys are lined up. So having those two guys out there to lead those younger guys and bring them along is a huge asset for our team.
Aaron, are you confident your offensive line can turn it around and start giving you some better protection?
I am still confident in those guys. I think it's a protection group as a whole. I think the running backs, myself, and the line need to do a better job. We need to make sure we communicate and everybody's on the same page. And when we do make the correct protection call or adjustment, we need to hold up. You know, those guys are paid to block, and some of those sacks were, you know, Antoine Odom just having, you know, more effort on the play and his motor continuing longer than ours. And I think, you know, those are plays that we need to we need to take a good look at it and learn from. You can't teach effort, and those guys understand that. We had a good day of practice today, and I'm confident in those guys, and I think we're going to figure it out this week and move forward and be a better protection unit as a whole.
Talk about the running game. The running game seems to be off to a little bit of a slow start. When do you get that thing jump-started?
Well, I think we need to pass a little better. That might help. Get seven-man boxes. When we get those seven-man boxes, we need to continue to be good on our aiming points up front. The zone blocking scheme is all about, you know, efficiency in hitting your aiming point every time and the fullback inserting the correct position and the running back making one cut and getting downhill. And if we do all those things correctly and I carry out the fake backside and the receiver's blocked, then that's when those 10, 12, 15, 40, 80-yard runs come. We haven't had those yet because it hasn't been all 11 of us on offense doing it the right way every time.
Is there any difference between Wells and Spitz in there as far as center?
They're both very good players. You know, I think when we made Spitz, you know, starting center at the season, we still knew we had six starters at offensive line. I mean, and we knew at some point, just because of the way the NFL goes, that the Scott was going to have to play. And we have a lot of confidence in Scott. He's a great player, extremely strong, athletic, very, very good with his hands. And I have a lot of confidence in him at center and Jason at guard and Darren at left tackle.
You say you can't teach effort. Can you motivate effort?
Well, as the NFL, we need to be self-motivated, I think. We just need to play better. You know, when you have a one-on-one matchup, you got to win that matchup. They're paid as well on defense, but you got to win that matchup.
When Sunday's game starts off in the Odyssey, the dropped balls, tell us what you've done now since that game. Film first and talk to your teammates about what more does the quarterback need to do, or is it just one of those days? How do you process that to address that issue?
Of just starting slowly?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's been a point of emphasis the entire offseason. So, you know, we had good plays called, we just didn't make the plays. But we came back the second drive, went 80 yards and scored a touchdown, and that was important for us. And we came back the third drive, got the short field, scored a touchdown. We're a rhythm offense. When we get into a rhythm, we're tough to stop. And teams have been successful in kind of breaking that rhythm. And some of it's been a field position battle because we've, you know, started inside our 20 or whatnot. But, you know, we had a couple drives there. We're inside of the 35-yard line and then had a, you know, had a sack or a negative yards play, which took us out of field goal range, and then we, you know, took points off the board. So we need to be consistent, starting both halves, but consistent throughout the game and converting those third downs and getting us in manageable positions. We've had way too many third and 11 pluses, you know, in two games. You're not going to convert a lot of those statistically when you look at the stats from an entire year. Those are, you know, below 25% conversions. So we need to stay in third manageable, and that in turn will give us a better opportunity to run the ball because it gives us more, it gives us another first and second down where we have hopefully more manageable opportunities to run the ball.
Are there high percentage plays that you start off in a game that make you win the receiving core? What you need to do to establish that rhythm?
We called them. The first play was a high percentage play, throwing to the guy who I've said in this huddle right here that is, has the best hands on the team, JerMichael Finley. So, you know, he drops maybe one out of 100 of those, and unfortunately it was the first play. And then another guy who's got extremely good hands on a third down play dropped the ball that could have been an explosive gain as well, and got us inside the their 40-yard line or more, depending on, because Donald was out there, you know, to be a potential blocker. So you don't expect those plays to happen, but you got to bounce back, and we did, and had a touchdown on the second drive.
Aaron, your next two games are in domes. Are you playing in domes?
I do like playing in domes. The conditions are consistent. You know, it's louder. It's a different mindset starting the game. It's more important to start fast. You got to get the crowd out of it. You have to get a stop on defense. You have to go down and score, get ahead, keep the momentum. Because those third downs, when there's a lot of noise, become extremely difficult. As the advantage obviously goes to the defense because they're able to get off usually a split second quicker than the offense. So we have to go on silent count when it gets real loud. And it's important. If you can start the game quickly, get a two-score lead, then you're playing downhill against the home team.
Is your escapability increased as well? I mean, defensive linemen may be quicker. Are you quicker on the turf?
I like to think so. I get to wear my shoes that are extremely comfortable. So my feet really like dome games. I get to wear the just with the little nubs on the bottom. And, yeah, I feel quicker, but they're quicker as well. So. I just need to be quicker than the guys chasing me. And a lot of times I am.
From what you've seen with the Rams defense and missing the Giants defense when Spagnuolo was there?
Without a doubt. Schematically, he's doing a ton of the same things. A lot of zone pressure looks and guys coming forward to the side and then dropping ends off and dropping interior guys off and sliding the safeties to fill the voids. It's a confusion defense. You know, he wants to bring looks. Steve Spagnuolo, as much as anybody, brings more unscouted looks than you've seen. He's like a same philosophy as Jim Johnson, the late Jim Johnson was. He wants to give you one or two looks every week that the offense has never seen before. And that's
offensive line is playing linebackers.
Well, yeah, well, they, you know, three down line or two down linemen, a down lineman standing up roaming, and one linebacker and seven DBs and hitting it on the run quickly, or, you know, three down linemen all to one side, a linebacker to the other side, and seven DBs hitting it from another spot. So it's a difficult scheme communication-wise, but when we're going to be playing downhill is when we have third and less than five, which is a more manageable situation, and then we can protect it up and get one-on-one matchups probably.
Aaron, are you more satisfied with the approach to practice preparation this week?
Yeah, we're one for one. We had a good practice today. We're a young team, but that's not an excuse to not practice the way we're capable of practicing. The rookies, it's time to grow up, really. You know, they've been through an off season with us, OTAs and training camp, and seen what the practice tempo is like around here. And, you know, it's long weeks, especially if you're working on the scout team. But I think a lot of times those guys got to realize how important that is, you know, to our team success. As somebody who's played on the scout team for 3 years, and realizes how important that is, not only to give the opposing side a great look running the opposing team stuff, but to also improve your own fundamentals and skills and seeing a live tempo against a number one, either offense or defense, is so important. And I think those guys need to really understand it's an opportunity, not a burden, to play on those scout team look teams.